Right. I am full of doubts about whether or not this will translate into a podfic. But we're going to try it. Because the least you can do is try. So this story is called Narcolepsy. I wrote it back in 2006. I wrote it being Candlebeck wrote it. Now let's see if this will work. And then there's the thing where Eric Chavez is falling asleep without warning. It's springtime, and the world is wild bright, shaped like the slap of a hand. He can feel it on his cheek. Cut, print, roll fucking tape, and they're filming a new commercial. He's dreaming of movie stars. He's asleep on the grass, and Zito's voice is somewhere close by. Hey, Danny, look at that. I've known him for years. Hey, Danny. Fingers on his forehead, a bat poked into his side. Yep. Chavez's eyes have pennies on them, eyelids pinned down like wrestlers. The land is shifting under his feet, making his stomach roil and dive bomb. They're in Arizona. Earthquakes don't reach this far. Power lines outside the bus. Asleep. The stand-up kind of guy. $11 million a year. Waking up to Zito saying, "Hey, Danny." And there's Zito's hand on Heron's back. There's gnawed fingernails with beads of blood on Zito's cheek. Heron's grin is white as a cross. And Chavez is waking up. They've known each other for years. 6 years friends. And maybe sometimes Chavez met him in Southern California when he was visiting his best friend at college and Zito was drinking red plastic beer and there was grass in his hair. Torn shirts down there in Los Angeles. Back room, shadow puppeted, and coated in dust. He was ripped like a lottery ticket. A bruise on his arm. Chavez watching himself in mirrors. Where'd that come from? Where'd you go? It looks like a leaf. He could believe in ash or thumbprints. Believe in monsters and angels and trains derailed by dimes. Rabbit, rabbit, it's the first of the month and he doesn't want to die. Falls asleep and mostly it's okay. Bus, clubhouse, the short outfield grass, next to the pool and praying that his skin will burn. Spring training is hard and nobody sleeps the night through. Zito was calling out to Heron, stepping over Chavez's body with a wet green bottle dripping water onto his stomach. Wait. Trip him. Knock him down. Knees into Zito's lower back and hands jerked in his hair and he's asleep. And so shall he remain. Zito's out of his system. Chavez runs like his jersey's on fire, skidding on baseballs, his heels down. In Phoenix in the spring, they've all got wings. Not like this, though. There's newsprint in the morning and Cardinals and Braves and Rich Harden 4 days unshaven, tough as an action figure. Mark Mulder calls and Eric Chavez falls asleep talking to him, phone sliding down his chest into the crease made where his leg meets his body. He's not really asleep. And Zito comes and plucks the phone, warm-knuckled, stands above Chavez and talks to Mulder for the first time in 4 months. Zito's voice cracks and Heron is across the room, filmy and finger-painted, looking at Zito, and Chavez doesn't know. Chavez is in Hawaii. 6 years friends and they're in trouble. Pine needles on the back of his neck. They were 22. And both trying to follow Mulder around every day, and what happened? What? Danny Heron, the very worst dream. The last thing Chavez won't remember. Blue is Kansas City and falling down like this. Not so hard, not so unusual. Zito's hand on Chavez's hip, hair on his shoulder, teeth against his ear. The same fucking desert every year where nothing ever changes, and they were 22 years old. Wasn't supposed to last this long. Zito fine and black-lined, backlit. Eric Chavez is thinking about creatures that live in the ocean, out of the sunlight. Chavez wants not to be here anymore. There's still ink on his fingers, and Billy Bean walks his dog when he's out of town, froth on his mouth and his eyebrows sliced open like tree branches against the sky. Wherever he goes for the rest of his life. Are you okay, man? Zito has a way with words, but not as much as he thinks he does. Brown dust on his red shoes and talking fast in alleyways, crowding fucked up with foil, broken glass, splints of wood, fuzzy pink insulation soaked in oil. Talking so fast. The radio dial turned way to the left where there's static and someone singing in German. 2 a.m. and Zito is saying, dude, dude, dude. And Chavez is hearing everything in that. Cartoon movies in the condo where Zito's staying. A t-shirt that Chavez saw on Danny Heron's back slung over the towel rack in the bathroom. Chavez is borrowing painkillers, cigarette white and big as nickels in his throat. Stays because Zito asked him to. And how long has it been since that happened? On a couch, he wakes up an hour or two later. The place next to him is as empty as a constellation. Noise from the bedroom, familiar stuff. And Chavez is a young man, his mouth open. They're laughing at him, probably. This sleeping sickness. He picks himself up and scratches Zito's favorite CDs with his keys. Gleeful laughter in his chest. Like them. Like this. Like that first trip to the playoffs. And Zito, and boy, crazy, crazy boy, shimmying up to him, saying with his teeth on Chavez's stomach, back into high life again. Though they'd never been there before. 4 doctors tell him he's fine. But they're the same as told him that his hand wouldn't heal for 3 months. Still, he's got this rift in the bone. He can live with it. He's lived with worse. The black time when he was 19. The drunk fear of Visalia. The vampiric summers when Zito had been there, and then not. And the intersections were motionless red lights. Chavez waited for days. The fences are waist high at the ballpark. Zito and Heron are sitting cross-legged on the grass. So tired all the time, and they tell him he's fine. It's a bad obsession. Chavez runs the warning track, feet on styrofoam, eyes jammed to the right. His mind's on fire. Zito was once something. He lies down on the bench in the dugout and pulls his hat over his face. Struck blind, and the sunlight on his spilled hand. Zito getting closer, talking about this time, and once, man, there was this thing, and it was great. It was perfect. Toothpicks under Chavez's fingernails, and the course of this season rolling out before him, mapped like the scars on Zito's shoulders. Once there was this thing, but now there's fog in Chavez's heart, and Zito falling away from him as if they were attached by more than circumstance and Mark Mulder's heterosexuality. And Danny Heron is as tall as trees. They walk past him with spiked taps and scuffed hands, and there. Dream of anything. A day that is not today. In the end. God damn, that story is like a really short little acid trip. Really, just like it.